Hey folks, Vaz here, and I don't have the fucking pop filter on, hold on. Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. I don't even know why I took that off. Genuinely don't know. Why wasn't it on? Okay. There we go. Hey folks, Faz here. Am I going to keep all that in? I mean, I've referenced it now, so I guess I have to. Anyway, how you doing? I'm finally actually playing Dungeons & Dragons again. Not just talking about playing Dungeons & Dragons. And I'm pretty excited about that. So I'm going to talk about the first few sessions of the campaign I'm playing. And then I'll probably finish off with a bit more of a reading from Curse of Strahd, for that is indeed the campaign that we are playing, me and my kind of IRL group. I play with my housemate, my little sister, and my sister's partner. We're all, you know, pretty close. But actually, I don't live anywhere near my sister and her partner. They live across the country, so although we obviously see each other fairly regularly IRL, once every few months, we'll, you know, I'll go and visit them, or they'll come up here and hang out for a bit. But most of the time we're apart, so we're playing via Discord using a virtual tabletop, Owlbear Rodeo, which it's a really nice little tool, actually. I love Owlbear Rodeo. It's like, compared to all of the other VTTs out there, virtual tabletops, VTT, it's much simpler and doesn't have quite as many features as some people might want, but I like it that way. It doesn't implement character sheets at all, for example. It's not trying to be a full end-to-end system for playing D&D. It's just the tabletop itself that you can place things on and move them around, right? So systems like Roll20 and Foundry, you have to really commit to them. You have to make your character sheets in them to use them to the, you know, the best of their ability. You can keep your character sheets outside of it if you want, I guess, but it would be difficult or kind of awkward and a waste. You'd be using, it's like, it would be like using, you know, it'd be like going to Asda in a Formula One car. Does that make sense? I think it does. And I've tried Foundry and found it incredibly powerful, but probably too complicated for my group. I know that, especially for my sister, who is doesn't give a shit about technology like I do, she would have no interest at all in trying to figure out how to use such a complicated tool as Foundry. It's bad enough trying to get her to use Owlbear Rodeo, which is really simple. And I know that also Roll20 exists, and I think that's a bit simpler than Foundry, but my problem with Roll20 is it sucks. Like, I think it's kind of powerful and it's got a lot of the features that people want, but the UI is just so clunky. It's so, so clunky. I've used Roll20 in the past as a player, and I stuck with it because it's what the DM wanted to use, but I don't think I would ever choose to use it myself as a dungeon master. It's just too clunky for me. So yeah, Owlbear Rodeo is where it's at. Great, simple little VTT. And I have, you know, copies of all the maps from Curse of Strahd, so I can just drag them into Owlbear. Most of the time they require no setup. It automatically detects the grid lines on it, so it sets up a grid movement system for you. If it fails to automatically detect those, it's not hard to set them up. And the new version of Owlbear Rodeo also supports plugins and extensions, so other people can make extensions for it, and someone has made a dynamic Fog of War extension. So instead of drawing sections of fog that you manually switch on or off based on where the characters are, you just draw walls and obstructions, and it automatically reveals the right parts of the map based on where the player tokens are. So that's really useful. I've been trying that with Curse of Strahd. I don't think I'd use it all the time, but for dungeon crawls, really cool. It keeps the mystique up, and the players have to kind of try and remember where they are, because they don't, you know, unless they have a map with them, they're not going to have a map of the area, so they have to remember where they are and how they got there and how to